number 4 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains? Yeah, if coach would have put me in fourth quarter, we'd have been state champions, no doubt. No doubt in my mind. You better believe things would have been different. I'd have gone pro. In a heartbeat, I'd be making millions of dollars and living in a big old mansion somewhere. You know, soaking it up in a hot tub with my soulmate. Kip, I reckon you know a lot about cyberspace. You ever come across anything like time travel?
Easy. I've already looked into it for myself.
Right on. Right on.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Right on. Broadcasting on average 5 times a week. The Don and Mike Show.
It's a portion of our show on Westwood One. Brought to you by Ford. Visit addictedtokelly.com. For all the latest Kelly Clarkson info as well as exclusive videos. Chance to win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible. Brought to you by Ford. Big party next Wednesday night at Hooters on Rockville Pike in classic Rockville, Maryland. Next Wednesday night, it's me and Mike and everybody at our Brandon Reno style show.
Yeah, the Lady Killer will be there.
It's not a Las Vegas style show.
No. Right.
It's a Reno style show.
Reno, a little different.
I was thinking maybe for the next one, maybe to really be more realistic, it should be an Atlantic City style show.
AC, baby. A Tahoe-style show?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, Tahoe's nasty, though. Like, Reno is nasty. No, I don't mean nasty like gnarly. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean nasty like...
Tahoe like Buddy Hackett in the 60s.
Like, you can suck this.
Yeah.
You know, there's stuff that's happening all the time
right.
in Reno.
When are you coming over so I can F you?
And
it's not a cruise ship style show, either.
No, definitely not. We're
not
we're
that
not like Noodles the Clown.
Don't bring the kids. Noodles.
What was his name?
Noodles Goldstein?
Something like that. Of course, it ended with an I-N.
Hey, Noodles.
E-I-N. Ian Goldstein.
Goldstein.
Anyway, next Wednesday night, Hooters, Rockville Pike starts at 8 o'clock. We're up to number 4 in the ratings. Actually, up to number 3 now.
Right.
So come on by. We'd love to meet you. It's 2 hours where we just we tell a bunch of stories on stage, and then we walk around, and we see people, and we talk, and we kibitz, and buzz cops a feel.
Right.
And,
yeah, baby.
Noodles Leventhal?
Close.
I think it might have been Leventhal.
Not Rothstein?
You see, there no, it is I don't again. Think it's that.
There's the EIN again.
Yeah, but I don't think it was a Berg either.
I think it was Ace Rothstein.
Ace Rothstein was the guy that ran the casinos.
Casino.
He was good at it, too.
Anyway, we'll see you Wednesday night.
Please.
Michael.
I wanted to come. Yes.
You are a part-time dad.
I'm a part-time dad. I wasn't able to go to Catherine's very first lead role in the play. It was at 2 o'clock today, which, incidentally, I told him, perfect timing. But I wanted to congratulate her because I just got word that it was she was a big hit in 45 minutes from Broadway. And she got all her lines right and sang all her songs great and did a little dancing, little song, little dance. And the question that I got during the break was, Daddy, are there colleges that you can get into for acting?
Wow.
I believe she has caught the acting bug.
About
hey,
that
she
cool.
is.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm honest with her. I told her there are plenty of colleges that do that. But
the Juilliard School.
This was acting camp. This was the camp where they go and they, you know, it's like the local camp that
That's
they
where
do.
You went, isn't it, Rob? Acting
you go to
the, camp?
Well, you were in theater arts.
I didn't major in it enough, but VCU has a wonderful theater program.
Wonderful theater program, and apparently, here's the best news of all: the director. Of this show who ran the camp said, you know, would you like to, he wants her to audition for the regular, you know, community theater group for another play that's coming up. So she's totally into it. And,
good.
You know, I want to say Catherine Mary O'Mara.
Yeah, I agree.
Congratulations.
Right. I agree. I
got it all on videotape, too, so I'll be watching it tonight when I get
the
home.
The reason I said part-time dad is because that's what you said to me when you came in the room.
I said part-time dad. I gave the...
I thought it was because the videotape was screwed up.
It did. I messed up. I got the last number, which has the singing, dancing, and the line, you know, where it's like, it's an old, like, I think it's a 1920s play where it's like, wow, we'll put on a show. It's one of those kind of
shows.
It was
written by George M. Cohan in like 1920.
And it is really, you know, it's
did
really
did you ever
old.
Hear of Kong?
He knew it. He
they
knew
talk
that.
About it in the movie Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Oh, no, Sava, Kong!
And he does that, too.
Just 45 minutes
Kong,
from Broadway.
The eighth wonder of the world!
They
shut up!
The changes it brings.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you know it.
Of course.
Thank
she
you!
Just, she just sang that, like, you know, minutes ago.
Yes, but she sang it better than I did.
Yes, she did. And then, you know, at the end, and then it's like, you're a grand old flag. It's one of those things. So, yeah, I'm a little jacked up, and I'm looking forward to watching the videotape tonight and seeing that. And I said, you know, I look forward to seeing in person many more shows.
She met Robert Duvall recently. Did she get his number?
She did. Maybe she should do that. I don't know whether to be delighted or terrified that she's you know, shown an inclination for that area of endeavor. I'm very excited about it.
Cool.
Like, always treated me well.
Always treated you. Look at you, Rob.
Look at me now.
Absolutely.
Here's my thought.
She can end up like you.
She could let her
I'll be a happy papa.
I know how a lot of girls get started in showbiz.
Yeah. Oh, you mean that way.
Yeah. Don't want to say anything else.
Now I thought you were going to read a story about it. You were putting your glasses on.
Oh, no,
you
no,
had
no.
me terrified
no,
there
no,
for
I
a second.
I read something else. It's just,
yeah.
You know.
You not know, my daughter, pal.
I know not your daughter.
I'll
Mike.
Still have the shotgun.
Not your daughter.
The shotgun you know. That I'm planning to buy not 2 years from now when she's 13 years old.
But God forbid, you know, somewhere out there right now there's a dad
right.
who's getting a call from his daughter and she's saying, Daddy, I've made it. I'm making my first movie tonight. I proved you wrong.
Oh, my God.
What's the name of the movie? The name of the movie is...
you know, we have to come up with one of those
Shaving
names.
Ryan's Private.
No! One of my those. God, no!
In Diana Jones.
In Diana Jones.
Wow. That's terrifying. Yeah, so it is a little scary. A little scary.
Good for you.
Yeah, she's you know, really good at it, and she likes it, so that's fine.
Cool.
And that's the thing, the modern parent, you have to say that. You know, if the kid likes it, if your kid likes something, you don't push, but you actually encourage, and that's what I did. I was kind of... They heard me outside. I was kind of going out of my mind.
She's a little proud because she gets it from you, you think?
Yeah, I'm
I
sure
mean,
she does.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I think she does. And her grandmother and everything. So it's very, very cool. Very
why
excited
I keep pushing
about
my kids.
When you say, you say grandmother, you mean your mom.
My
course.
Mom, yes. Yes.
Stop it. Stop it. Yes. Yes.
Trying to make,
I understand. That happens to be true. That happens
just
to be true.
Just want to make sure we all know exactly.
My mom did theater, you know, did plays when she was in high school. Ah. And so that's it, true.
That's where it comes from. From your goo.
Stop.
I'm just trying to give you a compliment.
I understand. Thank you. And I know you are, and I appreciate it. So.
You and your mamo.
Yep, mamo.
You and your mamo.
86 years old.
Well, good. I mean, good for you. That's great.
Yeah, I'll be calling her on my way home, too. So
good.
She'll like that, too.
Don't you call your mommy every day, though, really?
No, I really don't call my mommy
every
day.
Really? You don't call her every day on the way home anymore?
No, not every day, no.
You used to, didn't you?
I did that the first year after my father died, and then the second year, and it kind of, now it's like once or twice a week I call my mom.
Oh, I thought when we would leave the old place a lot of times.
Used to.
Right away I would see, I mean, I'm talking about it, not when your dad passed.
It falls,
What?
She stopped picking up. No, it's not that. No, what it squarely falls into, Don, is that I treat people the way I'd like to be treated.
And that's right.
I just, in fact, I have gone most of the week without a call up north, and I plan to do that this evening.
Perfect.
I've been shirking my responsibilities. I really saw. But, you know, I saw her at my niece's wedding and stuff like that. I'm sure she's fine. She's got people up there. I care about my mom very much.
Sure you do.
I do. I love her to death.
Sure you do.
I don't like that word death. Not at 86. No. I don't. You know.
So you know. So she doesn't have AC.
You know what I'm saying?
He's got.
She lives in New England.
That's right. Doesn't need it.
She lives in New England.
She does though. Tommy French put the wall units in. Middle of the summer.
Good old wall. You know why they call him Tommy French?
Yeah. No charge. You know, Tommy French is a kid.
Oh, God,
he's a kid in my neighborhood that has, you know, it works for the city of Manchester and lives in Glastonbury in my hometown and actually has been very helpful to my family over the years.
I love Mrs.
O'Mara. He does not speak French.
Mrs. O'Mara.
Mrs. O'Mara. Notice you're wearing a house coat this morning.
Oh, God. Oh, she has had a very... She's probably had a... He's done more things physically for her because he lives up there.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Jesus.
Hello!
Good boy. He's a good boy.
You
can't win here. He's a good boy. He's in the will. He's a good boy. He really is. Very good. He is. That's the truth. I think. That's what
is
she
he,
says.
Is he in your mom's will, really?
Yeah, well, my mom doesn't have any, you know. I mean, we didn't grow up with a lot of money, so there's not a lot in the will, but I think that, yeah, she's going to, you know,
but
she's going to give him a little something.
Cabana boy?
I really do believe that at the end he's, you know, going to get a little something, and we're all for it. You know? I mean the end. I don't mean get a little something. Nothing I can say, and I am That's really it. Not trying to say these things.
Right. Anyone doing it.
They're just coming out that way. So to speak.
What would Freud say?
Good guy. Really, really good guy.
Who's a good guy? Freud?
Tommy French.
Hello.
Really, really good guy.
Yeah.
You'd be crazy about him if you met him.
How
do
old
anything
is
for you.
How old is
he? He's older than me.
He'd do anything for your mom.
He's older than me.
I a boy.
God, I hope. Well, no, I mean, you know, he's a good guy. Well, he was a boy when I was growing up, like I was a boy.
How old is he now?
He'd be in his 40s, late 40s, early 50s. No, he'd be in his late 40s. He's a couple of years older than I am. He was, you know, he's got like
imagine him on a lazy Friday afternoon.
He's a handyman. He's a handyman, and he does other things.
Laying in bed with your mom. Can I tell you?
Hey,
that reminds me.
Hey,
hold on, no. I saw. Have I mentioned this? The grossest movie. It's the best movie. Somebody, please, has to help me with this. This was on the Independent Film Channel, and I know it's been on HBO before, and I've seen it before. It's the movie about. The name of the movie maybe is Mother, and it's not a movie about incest.
And it's not the Albert Brooks thing.
No, it's not the Albert Brooks movie.
Right.
What it is there's a woman, a lady who's in her 60s, and she's kind of frumpy. I think it's a foreign-made film. And she ends up having an affair with a guy who's a lot younger than she is.
How old is she?
She's like, oh, I'd say 60.
Right.
And he's like 28 or 29.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's like spit out your nose funny when you're watching it.
Are they trying to be serious about it?
Yes, they're very serious. And there's one point when they get done with their tryst, and he goes over in the corner, and he's pulling on his blue jeans, and she leans over in bed, and you see the old veiny puppies come out. They go all the way with it.
Really?
And then later...
The foreign film?
No, they speak American. I'm sorry, okay. They speak English. And later, when she is out, I don't know what the plot is. If the guy that is banging... excuse me.
Banging the 60-year-old
banging
woman.
The mom, maybe is also the boyfriend of the daughter, because at one point they're all out together later at some type of function, and the daughter knows what's going on.
Right.
And the guy's looking at the mom, and the mom really is not a piece of ass, but he's looking at her like, oh, I want you so much. And the mother's looking back at him like, I want you so much. And the daughter is holding hands with the guy as they're walking down the road. Anyway, does anybody know that the name of this movie?
Yes, it's the Tommy French story.
Or was this just something that I was just hallucinating about?
Good dream, though.
I mean, really, what a great movie. It's so oogie. It's fantastic. Hello, Don
Scary.
And Mike show. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. And, Mike, that's what made me think of your mom, because
there is
one scene that just really, you sit there watching, you just go.
Well, I'll call her tonight, and I'll pass along your, I'll ask her if she knows anything about that movie. She watches a lot of movies at the DVD store.
She watches them at Blockbuster?
Well, she buys them. You know, she rents them. Doesn't go out to the theater as much as she used to.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, good morning, as you said.
Hey, I have one question for you. I was pretty much, I want to know, how come Mr. Forty didn't do one of your opening shows?
Can you start over again?
What do you mean?
Mr. Forty that often comes on your show. I haven't heard him in a while. I was wondering, how come he didn't write a jingle for your show?
Because he didn't send one in.
Yeah, we don't know. We'd have to ask him.
Oh, because I'm pretty much looking forward to hearing something from Mr. Forty.
I'm pretty much looking forward to your better cell phone getting better.
Are you a Mr. 40 fan, sir?
Say again?
Are you a Mr. 40
Hi!
Fan?
Forget that.
For goodness sakes, we could be talking about some guy boning some guy's mom.
Haven't heard from 40, I think, since January.
Hello, Donna Mike.
40
show.
Or Grady.
Hello.
I thought you were talking about Harold and Maude at first. But...
No, not Harold and Maude. No. Absolutely not. I mean, much more explicit than Harold and Maude. I mean, there's a scene where this broad rolls over, and you just see... her old lady breasts.
Gee.
And you see this guy who is not like a model, but compared to her, he's like, he might as well be, you know, Tom Cruise.
Right.
And he's just shacking up his jeans. Just...
And he thinks nothing of it.
No. She's.
Well, you think he ought to be going, oh, no.
She's drinking wine and she's rubbing his back and she's telling him what a great, great lover he is.
He's rubbing her feet.
Huh? Hello, Donna Mike Show. What is the name of that movie? Hello.
I think,
I think it's called Swimming Pool.
No, it's not Swimming Pool.
I have a bad movie.
It's called Between the Toes.
that is a great commercial.
Between the Toes.
And nobody out there knows. No. I'm totally alone on this.
I guess
I'm,
so.
But I think I've seen it either on IFC Sundays, but maybe on one of the HBOs as well.
You can't tell what country it came from. No recognizable face.
You know what I think? I think it's a British movie. Now that I think about it, the more I think about it, yeah, boo.
It stars Steve Guttenberg and Eileen Brennan. I believe that's who stars in it.
As Tommy French and Mary O'Mara.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
With Steve Guttenberg.
Help
as,
me.
As Tommy French.
And Eileen Brennan as Mary O'Mara. No! Why am I playing along? Stop it.
No, come on. We get... Who did we get to play your mom? How about, you know what? I know it's a cliche because it was in the movie, but Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, only not blonde, and my mom's, well, it's gray now.
You take liberties with movies.
Right, right. Debbie Reynolds.
Who would play Mike?
Of course, Albert Brooks. Mother. The protective ice.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Wonderful cheese.
Hello. Hello.
Buzz, can I go camping?
Yes, yes. Meet me here at 7.
This is Pilar.
No, it's not Pilar.
You are a fake
imposter. No, you can't. Is that a man doing a woman's voice?
No, it was a lady camping at the bakery.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You are on the air.
I think that just might be called The Mother.
I think I said that was the name of the movie.
The Mother.
Okay.
But it's M-U-T-H-A.
Hey, Johnny, would you do a search or Buzz, somebody do a search for it? Let me know. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I think that's the name of it.
You may have found it.
Because I think I said that. I think I said Mother.
You
but
said
not
Mother
like,
or something
but
like
not
that.
Not like the Albert Brooks movie.
The Mother.
The Mother.
The Mother.
Tanya, it'd be a great movie to watch with a bunch of guys.
The Mother.
When you just get drunk and playing cards, have it on in the background.
A grandmother has a passionate affair with a man half her age who's also sleeping with her daughter. Would that be it? Found it.
Wow.
Buzz?
The Mother.
Tell me, is that, when was it made? What does it say?
2003, and it does appear to be British and maybe partly German.
Wow.
Judging from the people involved.
But they're speaking English, which is good.
And no one I recognize in the cast.
Is it a comedy?
No, it's a serious movie.
Yeah.
Serious movie with this guy rolling over this old lady.
Well, there it is. It's right there. And it's a grandmother, right?
So go ahead. Knock yourselves out. You want either to be totally turned on this weekend or do you want to vomit in an incredible form of projectile?
And let's not forget the comedic value. It also has comedy value.
Yeah. Now, if you're with the right people and you're drinking, partying, it's really a laugh riot.
Sure. Got a DVD player on that camper you're bringing up there?
Absolutely.
All right. Very good.
Now, Mike, here's why I put my glasses on a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned Beloit, Wisconsin.
Yes. So you spent some time there.
I lived in Beloit, Wisconsin for about a year with my family, and it just could not suck enough.
Isn't it close to the cheese factory, or is that where
you got the Vish memory?
Jeez.
Yes, there is a cheese factory in downtown Beloit, Wisconsin.
Right.
And as you drive down what they used to call the circuit, which was around like the hardware store and the Five and Dime and all that stuff, you could actually smell this rotten cheese every day, like 3-4 o'clock. It would just smell like the inside who's the Family Feud?
Richard Dawson?
No, the other guy.
Louis Anderson.
His underpants.
His underpants. But it was good quality Wisconsin cheese.
Oh, it was good cheese.
Had to be if it smelled
just,
like that.
Just the best. And they got a college there, which I've always thought is funny. Beloit College. You drive. If you've never been to Beloit, Wisconsin, first, you're lucky. Second,
it's homey, isn't it?
Mike, it is anything but home.
Really?
Is it
like Flint? Is it like a smaller version of Flint?
Amen.
Kind of depressed,
a lot of closed buildings. Very much like the Flint in the Michael Moore movie. Mm-hmm. Very much like Flint.
Kind of like bombed out buildings and all that.
Yeah, hold on a second. My daughter has been to Beloit.
Ah.
I know
vacation?
Well, it's a tourist trap.
She had to live there for a while with her mother. I know that I have never asked her about the smell of the cheese factory.
And they actually make cheese. They're not making other products. They're making cheese. They're processing cheese is what they're doing.
Making it, cutting it.
Cheese is wonderful.
Cutting it. Slicing it.
Anyway, I'm getting to
discarding.
I'm getting to something that you're going to hear on the news probably today about a list from this college in Beloit, Wisconsin that comes out every year. Pretty interesting list if you want to feel very freaking old.
Oh, and we do.
We do constantly.
Hey, sweetie. Hi, you're on the radio. I hope that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
You know what we're talking about right now?
What?
We're talking about Beloit, Wisconsin.
Beautiful Beloit. You've been there, Amy?
Yes.
Yeah, and we're talking about, I have a list here from Beloit College that we're going to be reading on the air. I wanted to ask you, I've never asked you this in real life, and certainly you've only been on the show a couple of times.
Right.
Do you remember the smell of the cheese factory in Beloit, Wisconsin?
Yes, I do.
How would you describe that, sweetie?
As gross feet.
Gross feet.
Gross
feet.
Ew.
And what is, was it all over the whole town?
It was just in the downtown.
It was just in the downtown when you crossed the bridge, kind of by the post office.
But it was the time down there.
It was like as you drove in that one circle, as I was describing to them that you drive around like the hardware store and the Five and Dime, and it would just be that one area of the circuit where it just smelled like ass every day.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. Wow.
Every day. All right, well, thank you for following up on that.
You're very welcome.
All right, I'll call you tonight. I love you, sweetie.
I love you, too.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Shit's a base hit. She hit that one.
Yeah.
Gross feet.
Like gross feet.
No further explanations necessary.
Right.
So there's a college in
gross
this town.
Gross feet.
There's a college, Beloit College. And what they do is every year they put out a list of things that people that are entering college do not know about.
This will make you feel older.
And this is not like, not knowledge and not pop culture. These are things that have really happened.
Right.
For instance, and we got this yesterday, members of the class of 2010.
These are educated people that are going to college.
It's Beloit College.
Right.
So.
Well, is it, but it's not for Beloit College alone, or is it for their college specifically?
It's called their mindset list.
Right.
Okay, so if you're going to Beloit College this year, first off, kiss your ass goodbye.
Good luck to you.
Good luck, because you're going to die on the cheese fumes.
If you're going to Beloit College this year, I just want to say, hi, counselor.
All right, so if you are entering Beloit College this year, or any college
this
year.
Hello, doctor.
If you're entering any college this year.
Any school.
You were probably born in 1988.
Uh-huh.
For you, the following people have always been dead. Billy Carter, Lucille Ball, Gilda Radner, Billy Martin, Andy Gibb, and the Horse Secretariat.
All right.
Also for you, the Soviet Union has never existed, and you've never known it to be scary.
Wow.
You've only known two presidents in your lives. There's always only been one Germany. They've never heard anyone actually ring it up on a cash register.
Technically, according to Rob, there really always has only been one Germany.
They are wireless, yet they are always connected. A coffee has always taken longer to make than a milkshake. Smoking has never been permitted on airlines.
Mm-hmm.
The moral majority has never needed an organization. They never had to tell the difference between the St. Louis baseball and football teams. DNA fingerprinting has always been admissible evidence in court.
That's a big one right there.
Airlines.
In the old days, you had to get the gumshoe to get it. Yes, Ray, yeah. Let's find out who's over there. But yeah.
They have known fax machines as a way of communication their entire lives.
Well, they haven't missed all.
They're lucky. Google has always been a verb.
Wow.
Milli Vanilli has never had anything to say.
Does that mean they don't know Milli Vanilli?
That's right.
Right. And they're very happy
lives,
not to.
Barcodes have been on everything.
Hmm.
From library cards to snail mail. Madden has always been a game, never a coach.
You know, Don, when I was a small boy... Actually, when I was a young man growing up, you know what the barcode I knew was? Finish your drink!
Phantom of the Opera has always been on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Reality shows have always been on TV.
Ain't all that great, is it?
No.
Being born in 1988.
No.
Hold on.
Of course, that's something an old person would say.
Is it?
Not all that much of an advantage. You don't have all the great things that we dealt with. Yeah.
They have always been able to watch wars and revolutions live on TV.
Sure. That's significant.
Let me see. Green tea has always been marketed for health purposes. Small white holiday lights have always been in style. They have never had the chance to eat truly bad airline food.
Yeah, they don't serve any food.
They have always been searching for Waldo.
Yeah. Where's Waldo? I love Where's Waldo. That's something that I like that we share.
They've never played the state license plate game in the car.
Really? How do they prove that?
No, that's not true.
I would assume. Yeah. You play that with your kids, don't you?
The thing about Google being a verb all their lives, we didn't have Google in 1988.
I'm just reading this to you guys.
All right, I know.
guys,
watch it.
Guys, Disneyland has always been in Europe and Asia. Here's what I don't get. They never saw Bernard Shaw on CNN.
Bernie Shaw?
BFD.
Whatever.
We saw him at a bar once.
Bernard Shaw?
Yeah, at a Christmas party.
That's right.
That's right, we did.
Smoking.
Yeah. Lexus has always been the luxury car of choice. TV stations have never ended the broadcast day with the national anthem.
That's a big one.
LoJack transmitters have been finding lost and stolen cars their entire lives. Mm-hmm. Diane Sawyer has always been live on primetime.
And we're grateful for it.
Disposable contact lenses have always been available. They have always dissed what they don't like. Richard M. Daley has always been the mayor of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And Ringo Starr has always been clean and sober.
Now that's sad. They don't know the goofy Ringo. I mean, if you don't know the goofy Ringo, that's a strange, thought-provoking kind of list.
They're lost.
Let me see. So, as in... That is so New York,
right,
has always been a drawn-out adjective, modifying a proper noun.
You are so clueless.
Which in turn modifies something else. Mm-hmm. Now, that's correct.
Can you say that again, please, because I interrupted you.
We want to learn from
so, that. As in, that's so New York,
right,
has always been a drawn-out adjective, modifying a proper noun, which in turn modifies something else.
I don't know. That is so Rockville.
That is so very
Rockville.
So wrong.
Oh, God.
You are so... You know, you could throw that in any town, and it has completely different meanings, right. You know? You are so buoy.
Here you go. Here one. 9 out of 10 people.
You are so Chico.
9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 have never mailed anything using a stamp.
Well, that's wrong.
Now, how could that be?
Because you can pay all your bills online.
Well, how else do you get your letters to the Mickey Mouse Club?
Electronic postage.
Anything can happen, Ben.
How else do you send your letters to Captain America?
And when was green tea not marketed for health? When was green tea marketed for anything except for being
green tea didn't exist.
Yeah. It's another made-up one.
Okay. I mean, you know what it tells me? They're stupid. Thank you.
They've all grown up pushing their own miniature shopping carts in the supermarket.
Right.
We never had that, Mike. There's always been the threat in their lives of being outed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh, I back in the 40s. Didn't they out people in the 40s?
Yes.
Boogers candy has always been the favorite for grossing out parents.
My kids like boogers. I mean the candy.
Anyway, that's from Beloit.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah, that's great fun. But remember, as my daughter said, it smelled like...
But you know how that comes into practice, and I don't want to say that I have personal experience with this, but when you're having a discussion and you will mention somebody in pop culture from your past,
mm-hmm,
and the person doesn't know who that is.
Right.
And that happens to me very, very often with younger people, because you'll say something, well, you remember that guy, or you'll throw out a movie, and a movie that you really assume everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what, I said it yesterday on the show, I mentioned Animal House,
right?
And I said, you know...
For anybody who hasn't seen it.
And really, there are people probably that haven't seen it by now.
I can't imagine, by now,
there are people, that's not a frame of reference.
But here's the thing, like, my frame of reference on this is like my kid, my kid's 21, and sure, he watched Animal House, because it's one of the first movies that I made him watch.
Right.
But... He still watches it now with his friends, and they all like it, independent of the fact that when he was 12 years old, I said to him, you know, like it was the biggest state secret in the world.
Right.
Do you want to see what your dad thinks is the funniest movie of all time that includes naked chicks?
And he went, yeah.
Yeah.
Animal House is kind of timeless, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
I remember, you probably remember me telling this on the air, more important than that was... when Big Frieda watched the movie with me.
Right.
One Christmas, Jesus Christ, that has to be like 15 years ago, we lived in the house we lived in before I live in now. She sat down on Christmas Day, and I think I had just gotten the brand new VHS copy.
Of Animal House.
Like whatever it was, the 10th anniversary or whatever. Right. And she said, may I watch this with you?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ooh, okay, this will be a little awkward. My mother-in-law wants to watch this movie. She loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She absolutely loved it.
It still, I think, is the definitive college movie, even after all the... But wouldn't you say people in a certain age group, it would be American Pie, something like that? That would be
more
their movie of reference.
I think the problem is now that a lot of the youngsters or whoever are watching it on TBS, and it's not got the shock value, and it's not as amazing. I mean, I remember... sneaking into the theater on, like, its third release to see it.
Right.
And it changes your life.
You can't. And you know what? A movie like Animal House, that there ought to be a law against that you don't chop up, take out the nudity, take out the language.
Right.
You destroy. You effectively destroy.
You know,
even with dramas, you can almost get by on a drama, but a comedy, you destroy it. You kill it.
Yep. Something About Mary.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the one that I think also came out where people people really, after been out a couple of months, went, Jesus Christ, this is like the funniest movie I've seen since, Animal House.
And it was.
Right.
And
right.
It still holds
still
up
is.
As that.
Yeah.
It really is.
Still is. Oh, let me see what else. People now going, let me see. They are wireless, yet always connected. Stained Blue Dress is as famous to them as third-rate burglary was to us.
Yeah, Watergate and, Monica and Watergate.
They got the better deal.
Fake fur has always been a necessary element of style. For most of their lives, most major airlines have been bankrupt. Manuel Noriega has always been in jail in the United States.
Uh-huh.
What does this one mean? They have grown up getting lost in big boxes.
Oh, the box stores.
Big box stores, like Costco.
Oh,
that kind
all
of
right.
Thing.
Okay. Understood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what it's, you mean they've gotten grown up getting lost in Costco's?
Right.
Yeah, and like,
is there another store called the Big Box Store that I
know? No, Sam's Club. That,
oh, no,
they're
that's,
called,
that's just
they're
what they...
called Big Box Store.
Right.
I learned something today. I never knew that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
We're doing great, my friend.
Calling up here from York County, Pennsylvania, WOYK. You had talked about the cheese factory there in Wisconsin with your daughter.
Yes, sir.
Up here in Spring Grove, we have a town. We have a Glatfelter Paper Company. And it smells like a pot of mustard greens that somebody had left on the stove for a couple of days and forgot about. It's rotten.
Really.
Oh, when we pass by through York on the way north, when the wind's blowing out of the west in the winter, Spring Grove's like 15 miles away, you can still smell it. It's horrible up here.
Do you know what we had? Not from all my childhood, but in my town, in my hometown.
Thank you for the call, my friend.
We had a tannery. A tannery.
Oh,
and I defy you to find anything that smells worse than that. That's when they are processing hides.
Yeah.
And, man, it was disgusting.
That ain't good.
In Richmond, depending on the weather pattern, the town would either smell like vanilla from the Sours Vanilla Factory or a bad cigarette from R.J. Reynolds.
Listen, Richmond, Virginia smells like pure ass. Really. Virginia is, without question, the rectum of Virginia.
Which would you say is worse, Newark or the Meadowlands, that part of Jersey, Richmond?
You've got to go Newark.
Yeah.
Only because they're bigger. They've got more swamp. They've got more smell. However, if
Richmond is on the river.
I've heard Jacksonville, Florida, too, is a horrible smelling area. Didn't you tell me that? Did you tell me that Jacksonville just smells like ass all the time?
Yes, I did. Yes, and it does.
It's great to mention all these cities. We're not on in them, so what the hell?
When the James River would be low, there'd be good rivers.
I really stop and think about it.
Huh?
God damn it. Jacksonville might be the smelliest. Jacksonville's definitely smellier than Richmond.
We were actually thinking about going to a Super Bowl show, and you were talking about Jacksonville early on. You said you will not believe Jacksonville
the company, we get to go to the Super Bowl every once in a while and do a show down there, and it was offered up, and I said to the guys, I said, we should wait until it's in Miami.
Right.
Because Jacksonville, that was it. Jacksonville smells like ass. There's a Waffle House on every corner, and Jacksonville is like Houston on steroids.
Well, thank God they're going to a better city now. You know, they're going to Detroit, right?
No, that was last year.
That was last year, so where is it now?
It's Miami, my friend.
Oh, that's right. It's back in Miami.
And remember, Jacksonville didn't have hotels. They had to put everyone on boats.
Yeah, that's right, because they had a shortage.
Well, they never have enough hotels.
Well, they all talked about, I think some of the writers that were coming to the Super Bowl talked about the smell, but in a very veiled way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Kornheiser wasn't all that veiled.
Yeah, they couldn't just write in the big headline, Jacksonville smells like ass. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing? I got something for you that smells pretty bad. I know you get Ocean City a lot. Have you ever driven through Salisbury?
Oh, by the chicken processing plants?
Mm. Oh, yeah, man.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Hey, and if you want a real treat, as long as we're talking about Ocean City, Maryland, If you're coming off the Route 90 bridge, mm-hmm. and you go right past where the police station is, and there's a big that big thing with the water slides and right. the big visible area, yeah. there's the world's most pungent outdoor sewage system. Mm. That, and I believe every piece of fecal matter that has gone from mouth to where it comes out to right. toilet mm. ends up right in this one little swamp area,
right.
which incidentally is right by where they are building these incredible condos that they're like charging $1 million for.
Oh,
and I remember when Frida was alive, we were just, you know, she loved looking at real estate.
Right.
She was like,
right.
we go, okay, let's go look. And we went over there one afternoon. It was like 95 degrees. And we said, oh, my God, the smell, awful. Oh, and in Ocean City, Maryland, where they have been running us in the morning, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because they're running, like, the show we're doing right now today on Friday,
uh-huh.
they're going to run it on Monday.
They're going to stop doing that, right?
Yes, they are stopping that in 2 weeks. They're going to put
good
us
move,
back,
guys.
Put us back on live where we should be on 96 Rock.
Very good.
Have a good Monday, OC.
Welcome to 1000 Fecal Place.
Fecal Towers.
We hope you enjoy. This is a lovely two-bedroom unit with a jacuzzi overlooking the plant.
But, yeah, that smells, the sewage plant smells. But when you go past the chicken slaughterhouses on Route 50.
I think we can all agree. I mean, I know you and I will agree that the chicken, you know, a chicken truck, a chicken plant, whatever it is, I've never smelled anything even remotely like that.
I know we got a break, but do you remember when Frida stopped eating chicken?
Yeah.
Right. Don't,
yeah.
don't you remember? Because we drove past one of those trucks. And
the trucks are horrible.
She saw all of the chickens in the truck.
Right.
And then she smelled the smell.
Crammed together.
And she said, really, I will never eat chicken again.
And she did. It's amazing how something that looks and smells like that, and then there's that delightful chicken breast that you eat. It really, it's horrible.
Who wants wings?
I do love when you're driving by the truck and the feathers are blowing out. It's a great comical 1940s image.
It hasn't stopped you from eating chicken, has it?
I sometimes don't even cook it. I flag the truck over. I say, what can you spare?
And Buzz, no, you're correct. Yeah. Buzz asks, what about Hershey, Pennsylvania? Really, it smells like chocolate.
Exactly. It does.
It does smell like chocolate.
That's delightful.
Hey, you know what? I just want to take one call.
I don't want to pull off the highway.
I don't want to ask this guy to stay on hold through the break, but it's a guy. I just found a guy who's seen the movie The Mother.
Oh, okay.
Matt.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Matt. Is that a great movie or what?
It's pretty wicked. God.
Now, where did you see it and where can we find it?
I was actually over at a friend's house who had recorded it onto his little TiVo.
Who had recorded it also.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's a fantastic idea for those of you with TiVo.
Is it a good movie? I mean, with all the content issues, is it a good movie?
Like, no, I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't get by the whole idea.
I couldn't tell you because every time I started to watch it, was like the guy starts making out with a 60-year-old woman again.
Yeah!
And right away, it's like someone's just banging you on the head. Whoa, what the hell was that?
What's wild about that guy who's in that doing the bingo bango with the grandma, that's the guy who's going to be the new James Bond.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, are you kidding?
It is a British film.
That's the guy. His name's Daniel Craig.
Incidentally, I like that guy. I think he's going to be a great James Bond. I like the fact that they didn't go for the matinee idol type. I'm looking forward to that.
I got something for you. That's an outstanding chip in. Rob, I'm sure we have something.
Yes, we do.
From the prize closet.
Would you like John Stewart tickets?
Yeah, you want sure. John Stewart tickets?
I bet he would.
I'm way out here in Wichita.
Oh.
Well,
he'd really like them. You want tickets to see the cable guy, Larry, or whatever?
No, yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking, of course, because I'm just thinking Wichita.
No, you get a copy of Weeds, season one on DVD.
Excellent prize.
Emmy winner Mary Louise Parker returns for an all-new season of Buzz's favorite show, Weeds.
She's hot.
Starting August 14th at 10 p.m. only on Showtime.
I was just trying to be silly. I don't mean that, sir. Sorry about that.
Thank you, friend. Everybody has got the phones jammed up. We'll take some calls. Perhaps when we come right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.